Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Now, I might be getting a little ahead of myself because all I can do right now is think of the scenarios, the possibilities of what could happen in the next 10 games. The one thing that's really getting me thinking is we have to play Vegas on the 24th of April. And I'm wondering if that game is going to end up being high noon for us. We have to play Tampa Bay tonight. And I was just thinking that the only thing, the highest expectation I have right now is I know Tampa Bay is the defending Stanley Cup champions. The biggest thing is they're fighting for a wild card spot. So I know that maybe they're not as good as they were in previous years. So my biggest thought here is push another overtime. I know that we're really good in overtime and we got the best record in overtime this year. I would be happy with getting a point out of this game, but of course we want to win. But that might be the expectation I'm willing to set because it's just going to be a really tough game. I know it is. It's on ESPN tonight, which is kind of cool because it's a nationally televised game and people get to see the Stars play more. In fact, the next two games are nationally televised games. The next game on Thursday night is against Minnesota. So it looks like it's going to be a fun night tonight. That's really all I have to say. I think it's going to be come down to the wire. I can't wait till the day that we're not fighting for a wild card spot. I think we're getting the pieces together for that to happen. But once again, we're in the Western Conference and we're in the Central, and there's just really good teams in the Central. I mean, Colorado is incredible, and look at what they've done, over 100 points. I mean, and even St. Louis and Minnesota are in the 90-point range now. It's just going to be a tough conference to work in for a while. But the day that I'm hoping for is one day, the glory days, because I remember those glory days. I was a teenager when we won a Stanley Cup. I watched a really amazing hockey program start in the 90s and be successful very quickly. And I look at the talent that we have, and I truly believe that we're getting there. I mean, I look at like Roope Hintz, I look at Jason Robertson, I look at like a guy like Luke Glendening that we picked up for the ability of faceoff wins, and the defense is very good. But the question is, are some of our old players done? I mean, Tyler Seguin, I appreciate what you've done in the last 20 games or so. You're picking up points. You're doing well. You came back from a hip surgery that was very difficult to come back from. But I'm wondering if this is his last year on his contract, if it's time to go ahead and let him find another place to be and use that salary cap space to get us some younger players and maybe go another direction. But the one player for certain that I never want to see that leave this team is Jamie Benn, because Jamie Benn is the heart and soul of this team. He does everything quietly, but he does it in a way that shows leadership. He's always scoring points. His presence on the ice is always felt, if it's in the defensive side, if it's in the assist side, there's everything he does. He's a catalyst for this team. So I really want to say this with everything. I want him to stay a franchise player. I want him to retire as a Dallas Star because, to me, he's the heart of this team. And there's no doubt in my mind that he is. He may not be putting out the goals like he once did when he was younger, but you know, a captain is a bigger picture guy, and he's proven that. Sometimes captains aren't all about the goals. They're about assist. They're about hitting. They're about defending their teammates. They're about so many other variables, and that's what Jamie Benn does. He brings that leadership. And I'm very happy that he's still part of this team. And he's still my favorite player for that reason. I mean, I think we got the goaltending tandem down now. And like I said, we're playing against Vasilevskiy tonight. I know we are. And he is a world-class goaltender. But Ottinger is still young, and I believe in my heart that he'll be that guy one day. So it's more of, once again, looking at the whole picture. This team is going to be good for a long time, and I really believe we get in the playoffs. Whoever we play, they should be scared of us. I don't care if we play Colorado. I don't care who we play, because I know that we're built for the playoffs, because we're built on the back end. We're built defensive first, because that's very important. And even if you look at Tampa Bay's team, you know they have a very sound defense. That's how they've won all these years. Yes, they have scores, but they're always quick to get back to support their goaltender, and so are we. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And I think it's looking at the bigger picture, win or lose in this season, there's a lot to be proud of and there's a lot to look forward to. And I think that's the biggest part. We're looking forward to a really good team for a long time. Everyone have a wonderful afternoon.